Hey, so I just had a quick thought, you know, call me crazy, because it's super late at night and I'm tired in this 16-hour day. But I had thought, why is it that so many, like 99% of our middle school and high school sports teams are named after birds and cats? I just don't get the whole concept. Like, we have not discovered any other animals that we can name them after. You know, like, I mean, people seem to love dogs slightly more than those two types of animals, yet, like, it always seems like the only kind of dog that we name sports teams after is like bulldog, like the Bulldogs. I was on a team called the Bulldogs. Here's the thing, it kind of fit for me to be called a bulldog, because bulldogs, I don't know if you ever noticed like an actual like average bulldog, but they're short and stocky, and they were bred simply as just a pet, not as a like some sort of hunting dog or something like that. You know, they have terrible breathing, they have joint problems, they don't live very long, and yet we constantly name teams after them. I'm not sure that's 100% accurate for, you know, if you're trying to intimidate the other team, maybe don't go with the cliche image of a bulldog. You know, it's growling, its teeth, it's got a spiky collar, and it's got that mean mug on. Because it's really not going to do much. I have never seen attack videos of bulldogs, like, killing someone. It's really just because it says bull and dog, you know. And because it's a short name. You couldn't use the Lansing German Shepherds or something like that, or the, you know, St. Louis Doberman Pinschers. It's just too long. So I get it, but maybe you could try using any other animal besides cats, dogs, well, one kind of dog, and birds. I don't know. Just a thought. I'm tired. Just tired thoughts. Okay.